The Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, has issued a two-week ultimatum to government to suspend the collection of the ECOWAS common external tariffs, which took effect on the 1st of February. The association contends that the addition of the tariff to the current tax regime will compound the burden they are already experiencing. The association issued a warning at a media briefing in Accra. Abraham Donko reports.
That was the chant that ran intermittently through the presentation of the speech by the president of GUTA, George Ofori. According to him, the litany of taxes during imports and the introduction of the recent ones are gradually crippling businesses. Mr. Ofori said apart from the VAT component, there are others that were introduced as short-term measures for a period to absorb economic shocks, but are still in their tax books, a situation he described as a duplication of taxes. Mr. Ofori highlighted some other socioeconomic issues that are deepening their problems. These include the increase in utility tariffs, high interest rates, as well as hikes in insurance rates. He listed the array of taxes in the current tax regime at the country's ports.
We find it very necessary to inform the general public that the government takes about 50% tax cumulatively with other levies on each import value at port. This simply means that if a trader imports goods worth $10,000, you are to fine $5,000 for only duties. We have underlisted here some of the numerous taxes and levies that are being imposed and collected on the single business transaction at the port. They are import duty 10 and 20%, import VAT and national health insurance 17.5%, ECOWAS levy 0.5%, as well as other private operators at the ports, like the shipping lines, etc., some of whose charges are even illegitimate.
The leadership of GUTA has subsequently asked its members to hang red bands at their places of business within the two-week period.